Morning, folks. It's at 10 to 9. We are awake. We've had a really, really good night's sleep in the new house. Really good night. I don't usually have the best night the first night in a new house, but for some reason last night I slept really, really well. It's a vile day out there. It is absolutely hammering down with rain. But I want to recount a very odd dream I had. And I'd like people's interpretation of this, because it's just, it was really stupid. You'll have to forgive me, I do have some far-fetched dreams, and parts of this are really far-fetched. I dreamt that, so just before we went to sleep, we heard a train going by, because I'm right by the train station. And I said, oh, that was quite slow. I said, it sounded like a freight. And Kate said, oh, wouldn't it be strange if I was still at university, I'd be getting up at something like some stupid o'clock in the morning, walking past your house to get to the train station. And she said, you'd wake up at like 7 o'clock, hear a train and think, oh, that's Kate on a train. And we just sort of laughed about it and that was it. Anyway, I dreamt that Kate and I had been somewhere together and we were coming back. I think we were coming back to Leominster. I don't know where we'd been, I can't remember, and that's not really relevant. But we were coming back by train. And we were walking towards the train with an assistant, and it was a male assistant, I remember that. And Kate suddenly said to the assistant, oh God, I really need the loo. She said, I really need a wee. And he said, oh God. And I don't know why he didn't say, well, you'll have to go on the train, because that, you know, that would be the normal thing if there were toilets on there. But anyway, dreams don't always work like that. So I got on the train, and basically the assistant said, well, the train is just about to pull out of the station, so it's going to have to pull out of the station, and we're going to have to catch up with it. It was something along those lines. It was really weird. So basically the train's pulled off with me on it, and it was going really slowly, and it suddenly stopped because it saw that the driver saw Kate and the assistant walking towards it. The doors opened, and the assistant was trying to help Kate onto the train, but apparently there was a really, really big gap, and Kate wouldn't do it. She was saying, I can't, I'm really scared, I'm going to fall. And I remember saying, is there anything I can do? Do you want me to come and hold your hands to, you know, so that you'd feel safer if you had my hands? And she was like, oh, no, I don't think I can do it. And the guy, the assistant said to the driver, because I was right by the driver, and he said, can't you get any closer? And the driver said, I'm sorry, mate, this is as close as I can get. Anyway, this was going on, you know, everyone trying to persuade Kate, and she just couldn't do it. And in the end, the driver said to the assistant, he said, look, he got a bit irate, and he said, look, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to be really, really late. He said, I'm really sorry. He said, I'm going to have to go without her. So the doors closed, and we went without her, and I just felt really upset. It was horrible, because I didn't know when I was going to see her. It was like, I had this feeling of like, oh, God, oh, it was awful. It was a really strange dream. But like Kate said, I think the gap is relevant. We don't quite know what that means.
And something about leaving you behind or leaving,
yeah,
or something.
It was just bizarre. Oh. Or I mean, it might just be the fact that I had a really strange dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like people's thoughts on this, because it was just odd. It was really bizarre. I mean, Kate dreamt that she was in a big warehouse looking at cages. But I know where that came from. We were talking about cages last night because we need to order one for her grey. And also, I was talking about the flat I used to live in Immingham, and I said to Kate, someone said to me once, it sounds like you're living in a warehouse, because it was really echoey. So I know where that's where that dream came from. I mean, the trains, yeah, we mentioned them, but I don't know, it was just odd. Very odd.
Especially since it wouldn't allow the massive gap with the health and safety.
No, and the train would never pull out of the station and sort of stop for someone wanted to go for a wee. It was just Yeah, okay, it was just really bizarre. I think I need coffee. I think that's what it is, I need coffee. But I managed to find my coffee machine last night, so we're going to have fresh coffee this morning. So anyway, folks, I will leave you with that thought on a very wet December morning, and I will speak to you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.